Good morning, it is 8:41 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, and something special coming up in our community that you need to know about. A very special concert is on the way. It is a benefit concert. It happens at Cat's Cradle in Carborough, and we have a couple of special guests in the studio this morning to tell you all about it. Nicholas Steiner is here, and Nick, thank you very much for coming, big guy.
Thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate you being here. Also, Lucy, how you doing?
Good morning.
We have a very special concert coming up, the Be Loud 14 benefit for the Be Loud Sophie Foundation at Cat's Cradle. It will feature the Pressure Boys, and you might hear in the background right there. First of all, Nicholas, explain to us, what is the reason for this concert?
The concert is a benefit for our foundation, our family foundation, that we started to honor our daughter, Sophie, who was diagnosed with cancer in November of 12, and then unfortunately died a year ago. And when we started thinking about what kind of benefit we'd like to do for her, we thought of a music concert with local bands because she loved Chapel Hill so much. She loved Peppers and Saxapahaw, and she loved music. And so we thought, you know, why don't we combine local and music for a benefit?
Well, you've certainly gone out of your way. You got the Pressure Boys headlining both evenings of this very special concert on August 8th and 9th. All proceeds go to benefit the Be Loud Sophie Foundation. And Lucy, I know that this is going to be a very special event, and people are talking about it. It's happening at Cat's Cradle, which is always a great place to be. Tell us about some of the other entertainment that will be there.
So on Saturday afternoon, we think of that as being a bit more family friendly, since some of our friends and their children may not stay up as late as the Pressure Boys will be playing. So Saturday afternoon, we've got a great bunch of things happening, including spoken word poetry group that Sophie actually really loved. And Tom Maxwell will be playing.
Oh, great, great, fantastic.
So there's some wonderful things happening.
Yeah, also, in Friday night, the Connells and the Dexter Ron Weber duo will open on Saturday night. Let's Active and a number of things will both reunite to perform. I know that some people may not stay up as late as you do, Nick, but, you know.
People have got to come, not only the Pressure Boys, who are awesome, but actually, it's pretty remarkable that we got Let's Active together. I mean, anyone who's following the music scene in the 80s knows that was a huge band, and getting them together is phenomenal.
Yeah, I know that, you know, you've gone out of your way to get a variety here, and concerts will benefit the Be Loud Sophie Foundation. The mission of that foundation is to support adolescent and young adult cancer patients and their families at UNC hospitals. How much money are you trying to raise, and what do you have to say about the folks at UNC and the wonderful job that they do?
Wow, it's hard to talk about this without over-gushing.
I mean,
she got at UNC, her primary doctor was Ian Davis, and the pediatric oncologist chief was
Stuart
Gold. Just unbelievable care she got for Sophie. And so we want to do what we can to give back to that hospital.
Everyone is invited to come and be a part of this special concert. Lucy, how do folks find out more about it? How do they get tickets? And tell us about how much it costs and all that sort of thing.
So a weekend pass is $40, and I think Friday night is $20, Saturday night is $25, and Saturday afternoon is $10, if you want to break it up that way. Tickets are available on Cat's Cradle's website. We have a Be Loud 14 website as well.
BeLoud14.com. That's the best place to go.
Yeah. This is going to be more than a concert, because there are going to be food trucks, multiple stages, all kinds of things happening there. You got, you mentioned Tom Maxwell earlier, Cheryl Parker's 116th Dream, Sacrificial Poets will be there, Cosmic Punk, Pop-Up Chorus. I mean, the Beatles, the Dave Clark Five, Rolling Stones, Muddy Waters. I mean, everybody's going to be there, it seems. But if somebody wants to find out more, give us that website address again, Nick, if you would.
So the concert website is BeLoud14.com. And to learn more about our website, it's BeLoudSophie.org.
If you want to buy a weekend pass, you can do that. You can get a ticket for just Friday night or Friday, and one for Saturday, and one for Saturday afternoon only, whatever you want to do. Take in as much or as little as you want, but just be a part of it in some way or another.
All of these bands are playing for free, and Frank gave us the Cradle for free, and the Splinter Group has done all the publicity and the website for free. I mean, it's just been the most extraordinary outpouring of community support.
Special thanks to Steve Balcom and certainly Frank Heath and everybody involved, and certainly all these bands. You know, sometimes it's not the easiest thing in the world to make a living being in a band.
No, we appreciate it.
You know, and they don't do it you know, for the money anyway, basically. This is really special. Everybody coming together because everybody supports you, and they want to do what they can to help raise money. That's
thank
important.
Thank you so much. And really, thank you for having us on to help spread the word about this.
You and I, we were talking before we went on the air. We go back a long way because I once gave you a birthday cake, I understand.
And I did a high school radio show at WCHL. Ins and outs.
Ins
10:05 on Sunday night.
I did not remember that.
I have a lot of connections to you, Ron.
Wow. Well, you probably have connections. I was talking to Greg Norfleet just yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. You probably know Greg.
You know, it was a small town back then. One high school. Kind of knew everyone.
I probably came to eat lunch with you at your elementary school. And he's an old man now, folks. So, you know. At any rate, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Ron.
Everybody's going to come out to the show. It's going to be good.
So.
And we'll have the story on our website as well. So you can, we'll have a link to the website address and all this sort of thing so you can find out more. So please support this cause.